Show us your spring. That's a special seasonal request from our partners at icchange.org, the crowdsourced climate and weather almanac. People just like you log in to icchange to share comments, questions, and sometimes concerns about what they're seeing outside. Over the last few weeks, we've seen some interesting things on the site. Early magnolia blossoms, rose pruning in March, unexpected warm weather. Now icchange.org is upping the ante. They want you to pick a spot in your backyard, or maybe a favorite tree or a roadside garden that's on your way to work. Post a photo of it at icchange, then come back the next week and do it again. What changes or patterns will we notice over time? Go to icchange, that's I-S-E-E, change.org, to find out. Now, the other part of icchange is getting experts to weigh in on what we're seeing. That's where Dan Herms comes in. He's a researcher at Ohio State University who looks at how insects interact with woody plants, like in orchards or ornamental gardens, and how weather and climate affect and sometimes disrupt plants and insect cycles. Dr. Herms, thanks for joining us.
It's a pleasure. Thank you for the invitation.
Some people have posted comments or questions on icchange.org about seeing an unusual bug in their garden or noticing flowers from a tree. Someone posted about apple trees blooming earlier in the spring and then producing fruit earlier. But a lot of times we don't or can't connect the dots with weather and then, of course, the larger picture of climate. But you do study the cycles and the seasonal nature of plants and animals, insects, you're an entomologist, and climate. So, and that's called phenology. So first, can you explain the concept of phenology? Kind of give us a phenology 101.
Sure. Phenology is the study of reoccurring biological events, like when things flower, migration times of animals, breeding times, when insects emerge, these kind of things that occur on a regular basis from one year to the next. It's been called the oldest science because the existence of humans, of course, is very tightly linked to phenology, planting season, birthing season of animals.
I was going to say, this is nothing new, and we were thinking about the Old Farmer's Almanac, but it goes back a lot further than that.
Goes back eons.
In your research, you use it as a predictor for when certain insects may be visiting our area.
The development time of insects is completely dependent on the temperature, and so they develop faster in warm springs and summers and slower in cool springs. And so insects are basically a mobile weather station. And if you track the weather, you can predict very accurately when certain insects will appear or when plants will bloom.
So could you give me an example of an insect plant phenology from our region?
One of my favorite plants for monitoring phenology is a native shrub or small tree that's in the forest called the serviceberry. Serviceberry blooms around here in mid-April, and they call it serviceberry because the timing of its blooming corresponded when the pioneers would have funeral services for people that died during the winter because the ground was now thawed enough to bury the people that had passed away during the winter. It's also called Juneberry because the flowers develop in June, and it's also called shadbush because at the time that the flowers bloom, the shad run up the streams from the Great Lakes to spawn.
So it's got a lot of connections with a lot of phenomena that are happening at the same time that are weather-related.
Right. It certainly does.
How can a changing climate or global warming, a warming climate, what are some of the ways it can affect plant and insect phenology?
Well, as the climate warms and as the spring warms, plants and insects develop faster and emerge sooner. So that's one thing. And as an example, we have a spectacular crabapple display here on campus. And it was always said that come on Mother's Day weekend, if you want to see the crabapples bloom. Well, now the crabapples generally bloom a couple weeks before Mother's Day. And we tell people to come the last week of April if you want to see those bloom. Another change is in the distribution of insects. And so as the temperatures get warmer, insects that formerly could not survive in a particular area because it was too cold are moving into that area.
I wanted to know if there were other implications for climate change and phenology. I understand that phenology is sort of chronological in that the order doesn't necessarily change. For example, the tree flowers and the insect shows up so many, you know, days later. Does climate change have, does it have any impact on that, that chronological cycle?
There has been documented what we call phenological asynchrony. And one example could be bird migrations. So as the birds come back in the wintertime, they're not responding to the climate here. They're responding to cues on their overwintering ground. And when they get here, they can find that the insects that they're used to feeding on have already completed development, for example. And in some Arctic birds, it's already been shown that their breeding has been disrupted because of this kind of phenological mismatch between their migration time and the abundance of their food.
What is the, maybe since you've been looking at this so long, you've been looking at the data so long, what is the biggest change that you've seen?
You know, just kind of this general change of how, you know, much earlier things are blooming in Michigan, not only in my data, but also, you know, when we rake the leaves. You know, it used to be by Halloween, all the leaves were down. Now Thanksgiving and the oak leaves still aren't down. So the change has been pretty dramatic if you pay attention.
And this is something that worries you.
It does, because, you know, the thing is that organisms and humans tend to be adapted to the climate that they have experienced over the long term. And, you know, when that changes, it's going to require that organisms, including us humans, adapt to the new reality, and we're going to have to.
Thank you so much for talking to me. I really appreciate it.
No, it's been a pleasure. Thank you.
Dan Herms is an entomologist at Ohio State University. You can learn more about his work and our partnership with icchange.org, the online almanac, at our website, alleghenyfront.org. This is the Allegheny Front. I'm Carol Holsapple.